Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Who do we actually think is the worst team in football right now? So here are the 0-2 teams. I'll run through it real quick. The Jets, the Dolphins, the Chiefs, obviously, the Browns, the Texans, and the Titans. And then on the NFC side, it's the Giants, it's the Bears, it's the Panthers, it's the Saints. Now, we all
this is the company you are keeping right now.
It's not great.
The Chiefs. Dear God.
And that's the thing. They're one of these teams is not like the other, right? Like the others. I mean, that's clearly the Chiefs. Now, we all had preseason views of some of these teams. Like, we all thought the Saints were going to stink anyway. I actually would argue Spencer Rattler hasn't been that bad.
No, he's been okay. They've been competitive.
Who's the worst team in football? I still don't think it's the Dolphins because, in my mind, there's still too much talent on the team for them actually to be the worst team in football. There's some teams that are 0-2. You're like, they just don't have the quarterback. They don't have any of it. We can think Tua's not great. He's still better than some of the quarterbacks these other teams are trotting out there. Some of them are going to have backups out there this week due to the injuries. So right now, I do think Tennessee stinks. I think they're bad. They got a rookie quarterback. I don't know who the hell he's throwing the football to. Their coach, I'm not a big fan of either. I think he'll be gone at the end of the year. My pick right now would actually be the Tennessee Titans.
I think it's the Panthers. I think they're going to pick number one overall, and they're going to draft a new quarterback
and move on
cut ties with Bryce Young. They're getting him three full seasons. They would have already benched his ass once.
They did.
In the middle of his NFL career. They'll have the number one overall pick, and they'll wash the Bryce Young era away into the wind.
You think they're worse than the Saints?
Yes. They have. I like the Saints' offensive weapons better. I like the Saints' secondary better.
Defensive line is pretty good.
Tell me what the Carolina Panthers do well. They have no running game. They have no wide receiver. Maybe
McMillan,
like 10.
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe like 10. Xavier Leggett's not working out in year two. So like maybe Tet, a rookie wide receiver, is a good NFL player. They got no one else outside of that. They bad cover team. They don't get pressure. Like they don't. Dave Canales had to be offered 5 years just to take or 6 years just to take the damn job. I think that is the worst team in the NFL. Again, I think that's the worst team in the NFL. I'd make an argument for Cleveland, but their defense is too good.
I can make an argument for multiple teams. I'm just trying to give you one. It doesn't mean I think the Jets are any good either. I had to narrow it down to one.
Who's the Jets starting at quarterback this week?
Tyrod, right? Or is he going by Tyrod or Tyrod? I can't remember what he switched it to.
Right.
But
Tyrod best Taylor, backup of all time.
That's right. All right. What about you? I'll read some texts as well in a second.
I think the Titans, I agree with you, Gold. I think the Titans are the worst, but you know, you can make a case. Like, they still have Jeffrey Simmons on that defense. I mean, the Titans' defense doesn't look terrible. They've been okay. If it's not the Titans, I'm actually going to say the Browns. Joe Flacco has been awful.
He has been awful.
And they have no wide receivers. Jerry Jeudy, and it's really not even Jerry Jeudy. It's Cedric Tillman, who's the best wide receiver they have. Who knows if they're going to start Dylan Gabriel soon. The offense stinks bad enough where I think the Browns are just second on that list, even though they have that defense. The entire defense, but it hasn't meant anything. They gave up 41 to the Ravens, and Derrick Henry had a dud of a game.
But that game was like 13-13 in the fourth quarter, and then they just like let up a couple and just let the game
in
get
week
away.
One, it was 17-16 loss to Cincy when they still had a healthy Joe Burrow. But yeah, I think there's too many playmakers there. Now, how many more weeks do you guys think Joe Flacco gets before they go to Dylan Gabriel?
One, they're going to play the Browns this week. They're going to
They
play the Packers. They'll lose that one, and then Gabriel will be in against the Lions.
I feel like that's where it's trending. They don't want to throw the rookie against the Packers defense right now.
Unless you're trying to get to Shadur,
How many wins do I think they have?
The Browns might only win three. They might have the worst record in football at the end of the year.
it's definitely plausible.
They might only have 3 wins.
Their next 3 weeks, next 4 weeks, let's call it.
That's some poor sucker
Packers,
drafted by them.
Packers, Lions, loss, Vikings, loss. Steelers.
Let's see if J.J. McCarthy's
then
back
they have an easier stretch of Dolphins, Patriots, Jets.
Okay.
Followed by Ravens, Raiders, Niners, Titans, Bears, Bills, Steelers, Bengals. So, I think there are 3
wins?
I think they can... Question
picking
is
picking in the
how,
top five.
How long do they, you know, is does Dylan Gabriel start in 2 weeks, and then is Gabriel any good or does he suck?
And then they just go to Sanders.
So it's you know, and then they just find out right away we don't have a quarterback still. We're going to draft another one next year.
I gotta say it was pretty.
Garrett Nussmeier, future starting quarterback of the Cleveland Browns.
The biggest knock on Sanders is that despite the fact it was clear he was going late in the draft, he was still looking for a place where they might actually let him start. That rumor, that story out, and it look, a lot of it is because people just don't like Sanders, so they keep leaking stuff that makes him look bad. Yeah, they didn't want to be the backup to Lamar. He wanted a chance to be somewhere where he might have a chance to start a game in the NFL this year. The only way that was going to happen with Lamar is if he got hurt. Although I would argue, based on your skill set, I don't know why you wouldn't want to back up Lamar. Based on that coach, that
he isn't
staff,
the same type of QB as
team?
Lamar, though. Ooh. But
yeah, they're not as Sanders doesn't move well.
If Shador was picked first, if Shador was picked in the first round, he still would be backing up Lamar. It wouldn't matter where he was picked.
I know, man,
he went to Baltimore.
They went from Joe Flacco to Lamar Jackson and showed zero difficulty in switching their entire offense.
Yeah, yeah.
They went from statue of a quarterback to the most mobile quarterback on the planet and changed their offense in the middle of a season, and it did not impact them. And so, like, if there's a coaching staff,
how good
can
of a
do
coach
it.
John Harbaugh is.
Text line, somebody said the Titans might bring the Colts back down to earth this week, and someone else saying the Jets are the worst 0-2 team, meaning the worst team in football.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.